United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Pryor, your host, for another of the weekly series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, brought to you by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. They come to you each week as a reminder that sure saving is automatic saving. Through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan where you bank. Our guest star today is one of the screen's most accomplished actors, Mr. John Garfield. However, before we bring him to our microphone, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Mr. Sosnick's own arrangement of Stella by Starlight. Now it is our pleasure to introduce our guest star, Mr. John Garfield, in A Dream Come True.
This is a story, one which has waited too long. My name is Tom Blanchard. Occupation, forgetting a girl named Darcy Dupree. In a moment, you'll understand why. My story goes back 4 years when Europe was swarming with the invading horde. I was one of many of the OSS men who had a job to do, there, in the shadow of the conqueror. My mission first took me to a little French town near the coast where I was to wait for notice to proceed. All I knew was that the chances of coming through alive were slim, but the job had to be done. Then I met Darcy Dupree. A baker's house was my cover. She came in his shop one day. She was beautiful and lonely. And as the days passed, we met again and again in a little garden beside the baker's house.
You must not ask me questions. It is not fair in this time of war.
But suppose you went away again. Supposing I did suddenly. I might never see you again.
We must take that chance.
I don't take chances when it comes to you. Promise me this. No matter what happens, we meet here 1 month from the day the war ends. Promise me.
1 month from the day. I promise.
Promises are easy, but they're not easily kept. That night when I left her, an OSS man was waiting in the baker's house. From memory, he recited the details of my mission. Go to Amsterdam, he said. Tonight, confiscate a portfolio in possession of a German agent named Schutz. Get it, steal it, however you can, but get it before he can deliver it to another agent known as Werfel, who is to take it to Berlin. And then go to an abandoned lighthouse just south of Saarbrück and wait. That was my mission. Amsterdam, Schutz, a portfolio, before he can deliver it to Werfel, then a lighthouse on a desolate sea if I can get there alive. Well, I got there alive, but it was the living memory of Darcy Dupree that got me there, and that promise 1 month from the day. I walked from Amsterdam. I slept the first night in a stable, the second in a frosty orchard, and when the third night darkened, I was climbing the rocky path to the lighthouse. The ground floor was dusty and cold, and I was hungry and dead tired. I hid the portfolio and found some burlap sacks to keep me warm. I waited. I knew that in the dead of night, out of the churning sea, a submarine would come. But when? I thought of Darcy. I wanted to see her. I wanted that more than anything. Outside from the channel, the wind rose in a long whine of agony. I lay on the hard floor, the dusty sacks tucked over me, and listened. The door was opening. Slowly, a figure stood there. A shadow in shadow. I didn't move. The shadow came in. The door swung shut. Over me, the darkness hung like a demon, ready to drop. And then, over the dull crash and roar of the surf, I heard a voice in the gloom.
Don't be afraid. It is only I.
Darcy!
Don't make a lie.
But what are you doing here?
Perhaps I could not wait even for that month from the day. Tom.
But how did you find me? How did you know my name is Tom?
It is of no matter. I am here. And you are in love with me. That will make it easier for both of us.
You followed me. Why?
Stand back. I have a gun. Oh, I am no gambler either when it comes to you.
Who are you?
That is of no matter, too. You have some papers. They belong to me. They would be with me now but for that stupid Schurz. And you.
You are Werfel?
Oh, please, Tom. Questions are so useless. Give me the portfolio.
I don't believe it. I can't.
Believe whatever you like, but give me the papers. Tom, stand back.
You're a little early, Darcy, for that date of ours.
Hammercourt shot. I will use this gun.
On someone you love, or maybe you love the fatherland more.
Stand back, I warn you.
I don't believe you'll shoot.
Tom, please.
Give me that.
Tom.
Give it to me.
Tom!
Darcy. Darcy! She slumped in my arms. The pistol was tight in her hand, turned against her side. I lowered her to the dusty floor. I must have felt the beat of her heart. I don't remember. I remember only that I knew she was dead. Then I felt a chill run through me. I opened my eyes. The moon had risen to flood the long, narrow window above me. I sat up, my memory caught in the shadow world between reality and a dream. Then it wasn't true. The carpet of dust between me and the door lay undisturbed, except for my own footprints. It wasn't true. It had been a torturous dream out of the darkness of sleep. And then the moon went dark, and with it came the sudden sense of another presence. I sat up listening. Someone was opening the door. The roar of the sea jumped through the gloom. The chill of the place ran through me. I wanted to scream out, Darcy, go away from here! But as I watched the shadow in shadow, a voice broke the stillness of the room, carried over the rumbling drums of the sea.
Don't be afraid. It is only I.
Well, you know the rest. Darcy Dupree is dead, yet to me she will always be a living memory. This is my story of a dream come true.
Thank you, John Garfield. In a moment, we'll bring Mr. Garfield back again. But now, here is the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Harry Sosnick playing Make Believe from the musical play Showboat. Thank you. Guest star, Mr. John Garfield. John, that was a thrilling piece of work.
Thank you, Roger. I enjoyed playing it, and I'm glad to be out of that chilly lighthouse and here in the studio, especially for a program dealing with such an important subject, thrift. It's a privilege to add my voice to those who have appeared on other programs in this series, to urge everyone to make his future and that of his loved ones secure through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. It's not too easy to save these days, but there's a sure way because it's an automatic way, and that's the payroll savings plan where you work. See the boss today about setting aside some of your pay for the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. They're a fine investment. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, John Garfield. You've been listening to Guest Star, one of a weekly series of transcribed programs offered as a public service by this station and United States Savings Bonds. Our guest today was one of the leading stars of the stage and screen, Mr. John Garfield. Tune in again next week for another fine show. Meanwhile, this is Roger Pryor reminding you to buy bonds regularly.